אמר רבי מויסי רבי יעקב בר אידי מזיקה. רבי יעקב בר אידי אסתי קשה שלוקיש יצא משום מה בקיים ברדלו פרום נזיקה. לא ניתן המשנה לא עשה מציע ונופל לא יולה ואחזר בו אחר והחזיק בו זה שהחזיק בו זוכר בו אמרת ארבע עמי שלודם קיינס לוי בכל מוקי ניקנה לי ארבע עמי סוואי in the second one be, to be מחזיק in the מציא the first one was קיינה with his דלדמץ so the Gemara says הוכה מי סקין in the לי עמר איקנה he didn't say איקנה want to be קיינה with the דלדמץ so the Gemara asks ויתיקן רבונון כי לי עמר מי הווה since it was a takana da rabona that all the amas is koine so it is not necessary to say ipne so the Gemara answers him in the nafala le goli daite the mefila nechale de nikne ba arba amas le nechale de nikne abseishis oma kitkinu rabonon besimte de loidochki rab the whole takone of Daladamas that is kind of a mitzie is dafke by a simte dloi dochki rabim. Bishus o rabim deko dochki rabim dloi takina rabona. There is a multitude of people in the Rishus o rabim so then they weren't misakin the takone of Daladamas. So the Gemara asks, "V'ha b'chol mokim koma?" Rishloki, she said, "Arba ami shalodam koynis loy b'chol mokim." B'chol mokim seems to be marbe. What's b'chol mokim? Only in Rishus Harab, only in the simte. So the Gemara answers, "Kol mokim lasuye tzide Rishus Harab." Zot Rashi. They talking to Rabbanon that the Rabbanon were not misakin shrayin lo adam sham dalad ames miyuchadeis shaharbei chaverim yesh loy besoicha oimdim etzloy. So Rishus HaRabim, which there's a lot of people there, so there they weren't misakin the Indian of dalad ames because who should the since there's a lot of people in the Rishus HaRabim, so what will you accomplish by being Makna Daladamis? So might will have problems with a lot of people since a lot of people are there. Dafke the woman second Daladamis when there's Daladamis miyuchadais that the people have their own place in the Mokim and the Simta and the Tzide Rishus HaRabim. So they don't misakin the Daladamas, but the Rishus HaRabim, they weren't misakin the Daladamas. Va'oma Reish Lakish Mishem Abba Koyim Bardolo, K'tano Ein Lo Chotzo Ve'Ein Lo Arba Amas. A'K'tane, we're speaking about a get, so K'tane does not have a Chotzo, and she doesn't have a kinyan chotzer. I get ve'ila abames, she doesn't have the kinyan of abames. Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Yanai Omar, yesh lo chotzer, v'yesh lo abames. Rabbi Yochanan says she does have a chotzer and she does have abames. Ba'maiko miflegi, mar sova chotzer mishum yodo yisraboi, כי היחד איס לו יד חוצה נמי איס לו, ומרסו והחוצה משום שליחס ישחי בוי, כי היחד השליחס לס לו, חוצה נמי לס לו. Now, let us see Rashi, and there are very sadistic and difficult Rashis in this sugya. זאת רעשי, קטנה אין לו חוצה, אם זורק לו בי לו גט לסייך חצירו. דבר וזורק הגט לסייך חצירו, לא יקונסו לו חצירו להסגרש בו. זוהר חוצה will not be kind of להסגרש בו. וכן אם הויסו עמדס ברשוס הרם, וזורק לו גט בארבע עמייסר. She's standing in a Rishus Aram. They threw a get in her Abba Amis. V'af al-gav d'gdoilo migarsho Abba Amis, k'disnan azir get lishte b'sech beis o'isem edes b'shus Aram v'zol kulo torav lo migoreshes. But a k'tano does not have a kinyan chotza. Now, before we go further, let us just be ma'irah. We just learned a gemara that Rav Sheisha said that they were not misakin talad amis by mitziyah b'shus haram. That pshat na mishnah, it seems we paskin like Rav Sheisha's. One misakin talad amis. And Rashi says a reason. Because ain lo adam sham daladames miyuchodes shahar bechaverim yesh loy besoicha in demetzler shusarabim there's no one has miyuchedike daladames so said was no takana of daladames. And here we have a mishneh that by get there is a takana of daladames. That should be the mishneh. Haysemedes b'shus harabim, zorkelo b'koreshes. It's a shalos by a ktane. A ktane is chotzon dalad ames. But lemaise, it seems that dalad ames helps by b'shus harabim by get, and here by metzia it doesn't help. Is lachayre? Let us just say a teretz. Is a yisaidistike. Rabbi Kiveger and Teres Gitten that say as follows, that the din dalad ames by get, let us say the raya, what they bring. The Gemara calls a shayla if a person was zerik le'ishtai a get, Daladamis, and it was Machza al Machza. The Gemara said, what's the case of Machza al Machza? Machza al Machza means that the husband and the wife came in the Basachas to the Daladamis. Shailas is Daladamis, her Daladamis, some Amela. So, that's a din of Machza al Machza, and the Gemara has difficulties to find such a case of machza al machza, the actual tamsim, the mamish both came together. So Rabbi Kiveger on the Teres Gitten says, you don't have any difficulties whatsoever. I'll tell you a poshut case that someone was standing in the Dalad Ames before them. So it was their Dalad Ames, that person, and then their husband and man came in. That's not their Dalad Ames, it's this other person's Dalad Ames. Then that person left. So now it's Machza Machza. The Gemara is a problem. So they both say, I say this to Keteretz. They both say, since Legabe, the get, this third person has no Shaykhs with the get. He doesn't have a Kenyan Dalad Ames, Legabe, the get. So Mamela Legabi the get is no this his Dalad Ames is Lemala Lemayrit. He wasn't kind of the Dalad Ames because Legabi the get he is no bailus whatsoever. It's a his chotza Legabi a get. It's a chotza Legabi a get. Legabi a get he is no bailus whatsoever. So Mamela, so whoever comes first into Dalad Amis will be Kainis. That's a Dugma, is a problem. So Mamela, that's this Yisod, what they say. So Mamela, it's Moiridik. By Metziah, there was a problem. By Metziah was a problem that no one has Dalad Amis Meyuchodis in the Rishus Arab. You can give Dalad Amis to who? You have in these Dalad Amis, you have five people standing in the Dalad Amis, so who's gonna get the Dalad Amis? Who is the Dalad Amis? But when it comes to get, there could be a million people in the Shusarabim, but Legabi, her get, it's only Negeya, her. No one will be kind of the Dalad Amis. So Memele here, I feel on the Shusarabim, Dalad Amis could also be kind of. That's why, the whole problem of Rishus HaRabim is only by Metziah, which everyone has the capability of being Kainan Metziah, so if it'd be a Kenyan Dalad Amis for Metziah, so you have a problem. You have a lot of people, don't have Dalad Amis Miyuchodesh, Shahar B'chaverim Yeshle B'soicha Oim Dimetzlois, you don't have Arba Amis Miyuchodesh, but by Get, you can have the Har B'chaverim, but the Legabi, the Kenyan Get, they can't be kind of get. The get is only negeya her. So Lagabi her, she is, it will makna Dalad Amis to her. They don't have, so Befrat, if there's no kinyan Dalad Amis, Lagabi Metziah. So Befrat, so the only one that has a kinyan Dalad Amis is Anisha, that's Oime to be get. So Mamela, there's no problem. She is Dalad Amis Miyachod. Now, the Shaila is, we are speaking about a Ktana. And the Klanga Shaila of a Ktana is a Chotzer. And if a Ktana has Dalad Amis, and that we have a Machlokes, a Yochanan, and a Shlokish. So the Gemara says, what is the Machlokes dependent on? Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Ktana has a Chotzer. Why? Mishim Yoda is Raboi. Because Chotzer is Mishim Yoda. Tersiv v'nosan b'yoda v'yoda rishusa mashma k'dersiv v'yikach es kol arzoi miyodai. Yoda means a rishus. Yoda rishus a mashma. This is a meirdik Rashi. That Rashi is saying the mashmois of yad means rishus. The nosan be yoda, you put the get in her rishus. You will see vayikach is called arzai mi yoda. So aktane also ki heicha de is lo yad. Mishiyedas lishmer esgito begoreshes lemiyat rachmona l'shoyte de mishalcha hichay zeres. Aktane, you don't need das for gerishin. There's a miyat that all she has to know is that when she receives the get, she's the get. They're separated. The mishalcha veina chayzeres. So if she has so much das, so aktane ki hecha de islo yad, islo chotzo. That is the svar of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I'd like to mention, when Rashi brought down this posik, the posik of Nosan B'yodo, Rashi said that Yad means Rishus. He says Rashi did not say that Yad means Yad, and maybe there's Ribuyim and Roshes, how we know Chotzer. Rashi says, Yad means Rishus, V'nosam B'yodo, Yodo Rishus HaMashmeh. So if you put into her rishus, she's kaine. I just like to mention one nekude. There's a shitas Rashi in Ksubis. The machlekes Rashi and Taisus in Ksubis. Is there such a concept of kinyin yad? If I have something in my yad, am I kaine? Taisvis says there's such a this concept of kinyin yad. We know this kinyin meshiche, this kinyin hagbo. Is there such a kinyin as kinyin yad? So Taisvis says there's a kinyin of kinyin yad. Forget, there's such a concept of kinyin yad. Rashi holds there's no such concept of kinyin yad. There's no such thing as kinyin yad. There's kinyin hagbo. But there's no such concept of kinyin yad. And Eilam will recall when we learned on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Rashi says, the Gemara says by kinyin meisera, so the Gemara says, bishlei merach of koni. Just 1 second. Now Rashi says, Masha Tofet, the mother feels always that the person who is Tofet by Meseire is Koine, Masha Tofet by Yodoi. So Rashi says, the Masha Besoich Yodoi Havi Magbia Legamri. So when Rashi wants to explain if something is in someone's hands, why he's Koine, so Rashi says, he's Magbia. This is Zicha, he's Magbia. He's Magbia Legamri. Rashi holds there's no such kinyin as kinyin yad, and therefore Rashi holds la loche, if something is in my yad and it's teich gimel to the kalke, and there's no hagbo, you're not kaine. And Taisus screams at Rashi, why do you need hagbo if it's biyadoi, so it should be good. Rashi holds there's no kinyin yad. That what get helps by, if you put it into her yad, if there's two mahalchim, what Shitas Rashi is. One mahalach is, the Ktzai says in an oath, biyoda means that she was magbiya the get. That's a touch biyoda. Nosam biyoda means hagbo. So there's a kinyan hagbo on get. If you magbiya the get, you kind of with hagbo. The Megina Shloime says, the din v'nosam biyoda beget is no shaykhis with kinyonim. Afilu bar kocha, it helps. There's a din v'nosam biyoda. Period. So the yad of get, according to Rashi, it's either kinyan hagbo, or some say it's a din v'nosam biyoda. Now we have a din chotzer. We have a din chotzer by get. Now, and if we medayik elach the Rashi, Rashi says, "Mizalk labayla get l'sei chatzera loykonsa lo chatzera." Here we're talking about kinyan chotzer. It is a din kinyan of chotzer. So when Rashi says pshat in chotzer, mishum yoda is raboy, so that means, the nosam biyoda means reshuso, so there's a posik that says, if you put into her reshus, she's giget, there's a din of reshus. Reshus could be, there's a kinyin if you put something into a reshus. So anisha is giget, if you put it into her yad, yad could be kinyin hagbo. Yad could be stamazoi amaisa geirishin. And but then there's another thing by get. There's rishusa. The yodo rishusa mashma. You put in the rishus. So mamele, and an aktane, the posik is speaking about aktane also. Ki heicha de isle yad. So Lamais, if you put into her yad, if she's giget, it would be very mashmet that. Some say nesin liyada. So Mamela, she has a rishus also. The posik is speaking about all noshim who are mishalcha v'ena chayzeres, and this includes aktana also. This includes aktana also. This is Rabbi Yochanan Svara. And Reish Lakish says, Omar sova chotza mishum shlichis is raboi, chi heichi di shlichis leslo, chotza nami leslo. And now here there's a murder to Rashi. Zogt Rashi, mishum shlichis is raboi. That, what you could put a get in the chotza of a shliach, and the chotzer of an isha, not because v'nosan biyoda, yoda means reshuso, and there's a din if you put a get in a reshus, she's megoreshes. No. Mishum shliches is raboy. Miderabi rachmone shliches lo'odom. The Torah said that a person can make a shliach. Yedesanya v'shilach melamed sh'aish oisei shliach. V'shilcha melamed sh'aish oisei shliach. Yisraboi nami chatzere dahave lo tishlucha. Now we have to understand this is a mordike Rashi, which the Rishonim achila kan Rashi, but we're learning Rashi now. Rashi says the mekayer that a chotzer, according to Reish Lakish, the mekayer that a chotzer helps by get. How do I know that a chotzer gets? That a chotzer helps by get? Not because it's a pasuk nasan biyoda b'mar b'chotzer. No, since I know that an ish can make a shliach and to give a get, and an isha can make a shliach to be mekabel a get. So that's where chotzer can help. So it's understood that she made her chotzer a shliach. Chatzer davelo kishlucha. Her chotzer is a shliach to be mekabel again. Just like she can make other shluchim. She can make a chotzer a shliach, which is a moira de kechidish. Chotzer, this noyim and chotzer and shliches, you have to be a barbaz, I mean a chotzer, you're making a chotzer, a shliach to be mekabel again. But that is what Rashi says. Let us just realize what Rashi is saying. There's no posik that of chotzer if you hold mishum shliches is raboy. The posik, I know that a person can make a shliach, and ishi can make a shliach, the mekabel again. So, chatzera is, havilo kishlucha, the property of a person is also a shliach to be mekabel again. Perhaps, we can understand a little bit, we had mentioned the Nesivis, Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis. So the Nesivis says that the Koyach of the Poyel belongs to the Balabos, is Koy Ki Koyach HaBalabos. So when the Poyel picks up a Metzia, it's Hugva Mi Koy Choy. Amir Dike Nesivis. It's Hugva Mi Koy Choy. So the poil, yad poil, that I was koina, I acquired his koyach, yad poil ki yad balaboy, balabai, so when the poil picks up its metziah, it's hugva mi koyach. Perhaps we can understand. The same Nesivis says, in Teiras Gittin, the same Nesivis has a problem. But the Nesivis has a problem, we give an isha get, and the get is sticking out of her hand. So it's not v'nosan biyoda. The chelek that's in her hand is biyoda. But the chelik that's out of the hand is not piyada. So the nesiva says a problem, says gitni is a problem, so how is she megoresh? That's the nesiva's akasha. And the halach is by chotzer. Okay, let's not talk about that. So the nesiva's asked, so how was she geget? The get is not in her yad. So the nesiva says, this chelik of the get that's sticking out of her hand, she's kinda al tagbo. Hugba mikoicha. It's hugba mikoicha. So this chelik is hugba mikoicha. So perhaps we can understand a little bit that every chotzer is my shliach to be magbia all my chafetzim. It's mugva through my chotzer. It's mugva through my chotzer. And every person makes his chotzer a shliach to be magbia his chafetzim. That could be that's pshat and Rashi. Chatzaira havelo kishlucha, but it's a moira di kezach kashi, you're saying that din shlichas, if chatzam itam shlichas, so it's not pshat that I have a posik of chatzam. Since I know there's a parsha of shlichas, so memele, so it's like understood that she made her chatzar a shliach to migbagbiya the chafetzim, that come into the chotzer. So it's hugba mikoicha. Because the chotzer belongs to her. So the shloki said, v'chi heichid ishlichis leslo, so now a ktane cannot make a shliach. She'ein ha-kotn ois a shliach. V'chi ksiv shlichis, Bein begitten, bein bepesach, wherever it says shliches, ish ksiv beinyin. You need a godel. And a ktana cannot make a shliach. That is what Rish Lakish says. So we also have noch a moiridik in the kuda over here. Rashi says you need an ish to make a shliach. And a ktana cannot make a shliach. Now between you and me, every chotzer that we say chotzer mitam shliches is raboy, there's a minui of shliches. A person goes over to his chotzer and says, "Chotzer leiben, I want you to be my shliach, to be koino all my chafetzim." So it seems, even though perhaps there's no beferish in minui, but this. An understood meaning. That's understood. A person wants his chotzer to be kinder for him. So even though there's not a beferish minui, there's an understood minui. But a ktane that cannot make a shliach, so a ktane cannot have a chotzer that should be kinder for her. That lechayr is pshat in Rashi. Now let us go further. Sagt die Gemara, Eis b'chi heichir. So the Gemara asks, Mi ike man da oma achotze mishum shliches is chaboy. Is there such a man the Yomah that says Chotzer works out Shliches? Vosanye biyodoy. It says by Ganav imimotzei timotzei biyodoy agneiv. Ein liyale yodoy. Gagay chatzeirei lekafif eminayin tamuloyma imotzei timotzei mikol mokei. So the ribuy, not only yodoy. Gagir Chatzeroi is also Ischayev Ba'onsim. Bisalke Daitoch Chotzer Mishum Shliches Israboi. If you'll tell me that Chotzer works al Shliches, Im Kein Motzinu Shliach Ledvar Averet. The Kaimulon ain't Shliach Ledvar Averet. If Chotzer works al Shliches, So how could a chotzer help? How could a chotzer help by gneve? We have a klal in shliach l'dvar aveira. Yeah. Yeah. This is Akasha. The Kaimon and Shliach Ledvar Aveira. Omar Ravine, Heicham Rine and the Shliach Ledvar Aveira, Heicha the Shliach Bar Chiyuvahu. If the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuvah, then you say, and Shliach Ledvar Aveira. Aber bechotzer, the lav bar chiyuve hiri, mechayiv sholchay. So what's your problem? You had a problem, if chotzer mitam shlichis, we have a klal and shlich ledvar aveira. So it should be that the ganev should not become nischayiv, bonsen, chiyuve gneve, to a chotzer. Because ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. So the Gemara answers, no, it's chotzer mitam shlichis. But this klal of ain't shliach l'dvar aveira is when the shliach is a bar chiyuve. He's mechuyev in this aveira. Then we say ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. Aval b'chotzer. The lav bar chiyuvah, the chotzer is a lav bar chiyuvah, mechayev sholchay. So then there's a din of yesh liyach l'dvar aveira. Now, let us see Rashi. Let's see what Rashi says. Yodai imimotzei timotzei biyodai. Gagoi chatzeroi v'karfifei minayim. So Rashi, Shim Nichnes Hashem, the behemoth went into the Gag, V'noal Befonov Legoinvo, and he locked the door. Shulchayiv. Now, we have to understand this, they say this to Karashi. Rashi says, a mice over here. Speaking about, it went into the Chotzer, and he locked the door. Now, what was bothering Rashi? Let's just talk a minute. Rashi had a Merdike Kasha. If it's speaking about, he was Moshech the Behem into the Chotzer, so then you don't need Kinyi Chotzer, he's kind of with Meshicha. Meshicha, I'm Moshech into my Rishus. I'm Moshech into Simta, I'm Koine. That's Meshicha. So Memele, so I'm Moshech into my Rishus, I'm Koine out Meshicha. Where do you see Kinyan Chotzer? So Rashi said, no, the Pasuk is talking about another case. There was an open door, and there was a big sign on the door. Everyone is welcome, and the behemoth saw the open door and the sign, walked into the Chotzer, fine, and then he slammed the door. Ooh, now he's a Ganda. And what if you have a door that shuts by itself? So they won't be a Ganda. So the Tzoy says, we see from Rashi another Yesod, that in order to be a Ganev, you have to have a Maisik Neve. You can't become a Ganev with Lomdis. That means, in my Chotzer, I'm a Chavin to be Koine, Chotzer is Koine. No. You need a Maisik Neve to be Koine. That's why Rashi had a whole problem. The Maisik Neve cannot be that he slept it into the Chotzer, because then he's kind of Mashiach, and don't need the Chotzer. So speaking about that, others say a little better, by shutting the door makes it a Chotzer Mishtameres. See, he's making the Gneve through that he shut the door. Yeah, so Mamele, Im Kein Motzinu Teure Shliches L'Dvar Aveire, Loimar shluchoi kemoisoi, v'chayev ashoileyach, v'maisei ashliach. And the sheleich is chayev b'maisei ha-shliach. V'kaimulom v'kedushim b'peg beis, that ain't shliach ha-dvar ha-veyah. So the Gemara answers, so you're saying that the sheleich is chayev b'maisei ha-shliach. The Gemara says, by a-veyah v'kaimulom, that the sheleich is not chayev b'maisei ha-shliach. So the Gemara says, when do we say that the Sheleach is not Chai B'maisa Shliach? When the Shliach is Abal Chiyuvil, Shavu Muzar Al Adobo. The Shliach is also Muzar Potter HaSheleach. Then the Sheleach is Potter. Domrinu Lei Divrei Arav Divrei Talmud Divrei Mishoimim V'loi Hoyo Loi Lasses. You shouldn't have done it. Fine. Now, we'll come back to this mamish in 2 minutes, but Rashi just says as follows. Rashi says that if the shliach is a bar chiyuve, sha'af hu muzer al adobo, is also muzer, hosam potar ha-shaleich, damrinu lei divrei rav, divrei ha-talmud, divrei mishaymim, v'loi hoyo loi lasis. He shouldn't have done it. But if that means like this, if there's a taina on the shaliach, why did you do it? You mean why did he? He told me to do it. And should it. But Rabbi Shem told you not to do it. So memele v'loi hoyoloi lasis. So then the din is, we say, ain shaliach l'dvar haveir. But if the shliach is not muzer, then we say, yes, shliach l'dvar haveir. We'll try to explain this a little better soon. Yeah. Frek the Gemara, Ela Meyata, so now I have new guidelines. If the shliach is muzer, then there's a taina, loy hoya, loy lasa, you shouldn't have done it. He told me to do it. He told you, but the Bishom told you not to do it. Some meila, then you're chayiv. But if you're not a bar chiyuve, so then the mishalach is chayiv. And the chotzer is a lav bar chiyuve, so that's why the mishalach is chayiv. No problem. Frek the Gemara ela ma'ata ha'oima le'isha be'eved su gandvuli the lav bnei chiyuve ninu ochenami de machayiv sholcha. So the Gemara has, this is a very difficult Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks like this. The Gemara asks that you're telling me when the shliach is a lav bar chiyuve, so then the mishalach is chayiv. The halacha is that a isha be'evet that were mazik, they're potter to pay. Right, that's the din. We'll see why soon. But al kaponim, hein shechavlu ba'acherim p'turim. Aish is mazik, someone else, she's potter to pay. Right. So the Gemara asked the kashin, so there a lav bar chiyuve in tashlumin, the potter to pay. So if they are potter to pay, so then the din should be, if a person told an eved to steal, he should be chayiv. Because he just told me guidelines. Whenever the shliach is alav bal chiyuve, then the mishalach is chayiv. Ela ma'ata oima le'isha vevet su gamvuli delav nechiyuve ninu hochinami demachayiv sholcha. So you say the mishalach is chayiv because they're potter to pay. So the Gemara says, no, you're learning wrong pshat. Amrit ishe vevet b'nei chiyuvenino. Tadim achuyiv to pay. Vahashtami alesul v'shlumi. That what it says, sheim shechovlu b'acherim p'turim, it not means that the potter to pay, and they don't have any money to pay, so finished. It's b'giyos and rov. If they were mazik, they're potter to pay, because they don't have any money. This not, we learned, nisgar sho isha, nishtacha evet chayomim l'shalem. That means an isha who was married, she didn't have any money, and she was mazik someone else. So, yishlepa tebezn, Ainly, I don't have any money. Finished. I couldn't talk. The Abbot doesn't have any money, so there's nothing what to do. But later, when her husband will give her a get, so now she gets money. She's mechuyev to pay. So we hear, let's see what Rashi says. The lav nechiyuv aninu l'shalm k'desan heim shechavlu b'acherim p'tu. Period. Now, this is the Gemara held that they're potter to pay, and therefore, so that they're not mechuyev b'tashlumim. So the Gemara held, you say, yesh li yichud v'aravere, because they're not mechuyev. The Gemara answered, no, they're mechuyev to pay, they don't have any money. Fine. Frecht Rabbi Kiveger, the Rishash, they say, they're potter to pay. But are they allowed to steal? They're not allowed to steal. I mean, less man the public, they're not allowed to steal. So what's going on? The potter to pay. But we just said if the shliach is alav bal chiyuve, the shliach is alav bal chiyuve, so he's not mechuyev in the avera. So then the mishalach is chayev. But here the mitzvah in the avera, they're not allowed to steal. So fully the potter to pay. Azayfret Rabbi Kiveger. But Baruch Hashem, in Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, and Bob Matzi also asks the Kasha, and he says a Teretz. And from his Teretz, perhaps we can understand the Gemara, our Gemara. There are two limudim in Mesechtes Kedushin that you say, Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira. There's two limudim you say, Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira. There's one limud we learn out from Me'ile U'tviche. By Tviche and Mechire we say, Yesh Shliach L'dvar Aveira. By Me'ile we say, Yesh Shliach L'dvar Aveira. So, Shnei K'subim Aboim Ke'echod. Here Yesh Shliach, all over Ein Shliach. Ein Shliach, that's one limud. And then there's another limud, and the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia says, our Gemara is going according to the second limud. There's a limud by Shchutei Chutz. It says in the Pasuk, it says, Hu v'loy sholchei. It says in the Pasuk, Dam yechoshev lo'ish ha'hu. That means that someone, Reuven made Shimon a shliach, to shecht a kolben chutz to beis hamikdash, dam yechoshev leisha hu v'loy sholchei. So we learn now from this pasuk that the sheichet is mechuyev and not the sheileach. That's from here we learn that ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Here we learn that ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Because it says in the Pasuk, if someone made a shliach to shecht a kol mulachutz, the shliach is chayiv and not the mishalayach. So according to that, it's very good argument. That's what the Tosfos Mechachmei Anglia says, and let's try to understand it. There's a Rashi, and there's a Rabbeinu Chananel Bayos. Let us just think for 1 minute. If we would say, Yesh shliach l'dvar aveir. Let's talk about a poshita case. Reuven, forget about the limudim. Let's talk about this posik. Reuven tells Shimon, shechtes kolben, chutz le mikdash, shechtechutz. And there would be a din, yesh shliach l'dvar aveir. So what would be the din? So, the mishalach would be chayiv koras. What about the shliach? So, from Rashi and Kedushin, Rabbi Nechananel by us, Vaistois Amoyer de Kezach. If there would be din yeshliach dvar avere, I'm potter. The shliach is potter. I did it because he told me to do it. I didn't do it because I wanted to do it. He told me to do it. So this maise is nisiaches
to the mitzvah. You know why this was geshkishachten? Because he told me to do it. He takes full responsibility for what was done. He told me to do it. There's a svare, divrei harav, divrei atalma, divrei misham. You know what that means? If he told you to do it, so what? You should listen to him. You have the right to listen to him. So it was done not because of him, but because you did it. The shaila of yesh shliach ledvar avere, or ein shliach ledvar avere, the shaila is, who is responsible for this action? The one who did it, or the one who is misaviv that it should be done? But there's one responsible person here, not two. This is Rashi Shita. Rashi Klor in Kedushin says this, and if we look over here in the Bein Hananel, the Bein Hananel says it. Rashi says, the Bein Hananel says, Ava gav damin yishluchi shon kemoisai, v'chol ma sha'osa ashliach kilu sholcha yosai, hanimili bezulosei dvar aveire. Aval bedvar aveire, ashliach hayev, that's what Rashi says. So that means, but there's a mirror de kizach. That means if we say yes shliach, so the mishalach is chayiv, and not the shliach. If we hold ein shliach, so the shliach is chayiv, is not the mishalach. So our Gemara said a mirror de kizach. Our Gemara said, you know that there's a klal ein shliach ledvar avere, that the klal ein shliach ledvar avere means that since he's a bar chiyuve, he has no right to do what he has done. So memela, so he accepts the brunt and the punishment of what was done. He did it not because Yana told him. It shouldn't have been done. So memela, so he is punished, not the sheleach. The Gemara held. Now this pasuk, we have a pasuk ein shliach ledvar aveire by shchut echutz. What does the pasuk say? It's a merdik a pasuk. The pasuk says by shchut echutz. The pasuk says, "Dom yechoshiv aisha hu, hu v'loy shochel." The pasuk says one thing: he's responsible. Pasuk says he's responsible, and not the shaleich. So we learn from this pasuk when there are responsibilities. Who takes the responsibilities? The one who did it, and not the mishaleich. The Gemara held it that an ishe and an eved have no responsibilities to pay. In responsibilities, there's no responsibilities. They're potter to pay. The minute is not, the posik only says if there's responsibilities, who v'loy shaykha? He takes the responsibility, not the shaykh mashaleach. But in our Gemara, the Gemara held that Aisha doesn't have any responsibilities. She's potter to pay. The minute she doesn't have responsibilities, then he takes over. That means there are two involved in this ma'aseh. There's a shliach that had done it, and a mashalech that was misabav it. So, and the halach is, ein shliach ledvar aveire, the responsibilities are taken by the shliach and not by the mashalech. So the Gemara held, but that's dafke if he's a responsible person, he's a bal chiyuve. That's the chiddush of the posik. If he's a bal chiyuve, there's responsibility. The responsibilities are on his shoulder, not on the mashalach's shoulder. The minute there's no responsibilities on him, then you know who's responsible. The mashalach is responsible. That's what the Taisus Mechachmei Anglia says. That our Gemara held the drosha was from this drosha, who v'loy shelche, that's the whole. The whole chiddush is, if there's a deed, who should be responsible? The pasuk says, by advar avere, the shliach takes the responsibilities. So Moses, if he's mechuyev with this, if he's a lav bal chiyuve, then the responsibilities go to the mishaleh, who was mesavev the whole thing. The Gemara held that an isha and an eved are not responsible to pay. So the Gemara says, no, they are responsible to pay.